Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everybody.
Nika Howard.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to dive into this dank dungeon with you.
And Mike Bachman.
Jokes.
Nice.
We're a comedy podcast.
Nice.
Don't say it that way. Cut that out.
Leave it in. Leave it in.
How's everybody doing? It's been a long time since we recorded.
It's been a while.
Yeah, when was the last time?
I think it's been like 3.5 weeks. It's been a long time.
Like November 11th or something.
The 30th.
Well, right? For those of you listening at home and not watching on the stream, we're all in the holiday season. We're in the holiday
spirit.
Mood. Yes, the spirit. That's what I'm trying to say.
We are in the holiday season also, though, technically.
We are also in the holiday season.
Temporally, that is where we're located.
It is December. We are all wearing holiday hats right now, including Nika, who's wearing a Viking hat in red and white.
Yeah, and normally people, when they say holiday hats, they do mean Santa hats and extreme Christmas. But Nika has on a Flintstones. Hat, you know.
Oh, the
his Illuminati type thing.
Oh, yes. I'm a Freemason.
Yeah, Freemason. So that's another holiday right there.
The Flintstones Illuminati holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, everyone. So we're diverse in our own about as diverse as never mind.
Just stop there. Before we launch into our fun and exciting game of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, we wanted to put a little note out to you all that there's a new feature on Patreon, which we haven't really talked about too much. So anyone at the $5 tier can listen to ad-free episodes of the D&D podcast, Drunks & Dragons. It'll just be in your feed. You can subscribe and it'll be like a normal special feed for you. So you can go get that.
And if for some reason you don't want to hear ASMR and Pogs content, then that's where you get it.
Most people like the ads, but some don't.
Because of that, actually, out of spite, we've got a new tier. If you pay us $10, it's ads only.
Yeah,
you get any of the show. It's just ads.
Some of the ads are very fun.
It's all content you crave. About shavings and wines. And
I'll tell you what, if you like to shave a bottle of wine,
we gotta hire somebody.
If you need to hire someone to shave a bottle of wine, you know what I'm saying?
We're your guys and gals.
And guys and gals.
Indeed.
I also wanted to thank Mr. Red for helping Jerry in the Wiki Zone. Jerry went through and did so much Wiki work.
Actually broke himself, which
he
is
broke
sad.
Himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Got like Jerry. Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, so Mr. Red has been doing some of the more recent ones, and I just wanted to thank them because it's amazing, and unfortunately that means our recaps might be accurate from now on.
Boy.
Speak for yourself.
You could say that these quality posts on the wiki are the light at the end of the carpal tunnel.
Nice. You can find the wiki by going to geeklink.com, and then on the bullshit on the right side of the page, you will see Drunks and Dragons, and then there's the word wiki. You click that button because it's a website, and that's how websites work.
It also says wiki at the top, and also you can just go to /wiki.
These are so good.
Yeah. So we haven't streamed or recorded for a while, so
we're stalling.
we had to get rid of some business. What do you guys have for lunch today? I had clam chowder.
I had a salmon steak.
Oh, I stole things. Well, I mean, people had lunch and learn, and I went and I kept walking by the room until they left, and immediately went in, and I got a burrito and a cookie. It was delicious.
I'm drinking sake that Carly's dad gave to us out of a glass that Matthew Morris gave me from Japan. So I'm feeling real good.
Nice.
Tim and I are drinking a pink wine that frankly has a bit of a Franzia taste to it, if we're being honest.
It's got a little bit
of the Arbor Mist stank on it, and I like it.
Which is what we like. You know?
Pink wine tastes like that?
Well, I am drinking a lovely like white chocolate hot cocoa with peppermint schnapps.
Oh, shit.
All up in that.
Well, shit. Let's not put this off anymore. Let's roll a
D20. No. Fuck.
Don't make me. I'm so afraid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
At a 9.
I got that good 6.
Woo! I got a good 6 too.
7. Fuck!
How did I peak with a 9?
This is not good tidings for our evening.
Nika, don't worry. I peaked at 9 also.
Wowie. Get him out. Get the bad rolls out now. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Every day.
I'm just going to whisper bad things into my dice's ear.
Nika, what happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast?
Last week on episode 241, the actual diary of Sinu the Red, seriously this time.
Are you just going to read it?
You know, I might. That was my plan, actually. Because I don't remember it, because it was the second episode, and it was a month ago. Our group, the Atlanta Falcons, why can't I read either?
It's like when someone tries to summarize a PowerPoint, and they try to, like, make it seem like they're not reading it, and then they just read it. It's like, damn.
I can't. I need some help. So we went and we defeated Safina.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Denton and then cried a lot. And
Denton cried a lot. You guys found multiple weird bookcases?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We did a lot of checking
bookcases
of,
behind bookcases.
Journals.
Right, because the episode was called The Battle of the Books or something. The actual episode. That's what it was called. I don't remember.
Oh, gosh. This is why I forgot the episode, because Rowan gave Denton a potion to try and keep him calm, but it was one to slow him down, and he talked really slow for a good
and
part.
And Nico was having a panic attack.
Oh, yeah, that's when Jennifer pulled... is this that episode where you pulled that potion out, and you're
yeah.
like,
"Yeah,
I don't know what this is.
I don't know Michael doesn't know what this it is. This has got to help.
Yeah.
That is the best... That's the only Dungeons & Dragons we have ever done.
Well, thank you. I will continue to pull such stunts out of my ass. Another 5 years. Cheers, buddies.
So it was a lot of getting magic items / reading these journals that were the journals of Sinu
the
Red.
Very confusing.
There were all these black leather journals that had little pages ripped out, and they were shoved into different points of the other journals, sort of showing a kind of a fractured personality.
Yes.
Kind of thing going on.
Because there was the scared boy and then the mean boy that was writing.
Did we already talk about how there were pages pulled out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I had a panic attack earlier today that I was being insensitive towards people that actually have real problems. This is magic and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Magically induced. Like a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, not multiple personalities or schizophrenia, just magic.
No, definitely not schizophrenia.
Just Jekyll and Hyde syndrome.
Always good to make sure.
We're a comedy podcast.
Okay.
a comedy podcast that occasionally gets yelled at.
For every single year we exist.
Can we just summarize for the listeners at home, and right. definitely not for me or anyone on this podcast, like the general gist of...
Well, if you remember, we rolled D20s 25 minutes ago, and that's where we are right now.
What happened was we've just finished defeating Safina, and then we got magic items, we read about Sinu, and then we learned about some sort of his duality and everything. And
so Sinu was talking about his master doing some shit to him, is mm-hmm. what we think, yes. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Toby went to the astral plane, but I think that's pretty right. much...
It ended on Tony. It ended on Tony and his subs. It ended up with Toby going to the astral plane and me saying, and Tony's... Or, holy shit, I did it again.
Oh my God.
Fuck that's this.
It's Toby 2 and then Tony's the third
Tony's
one.
Tony's yeah. in my head.
I do that all the time myself.
And me saying... Toby's mind was blown with what he saw and then ending the podcast and then making a mental note that at some point I should figure out what Toby saw and then remembering just now that I had made that.
And did you figure it out?
For being the best dungeon master I ever had, you sure are really, really zany with all this stuff, and I respect it.
He just likes to improv.
I love it.
He's got to create on the fly.
Yeah. Could you imagine if Michael prepared how good of a DM he would be? Like, without even preparing, he's like one of the best out there.
Can you imagine how good our podcast would be if any of us knew what the fuck was happening at any time?
I know what's
so
happening.
Good.
I feel like it would be worse, personally.
Probably.
Who wants perfection?
Okay. So, I guess we're going to start with Toby.
Cool.
And he's in the astral plane.
But
we're not in the astral plane with
no.
him.
Did Toby bring Xena with him?
For some reason, no.
Oh, okay. It's weird.
So you are in a great silvery sea, and above you is the same as below you. You're just sort of floating in space.
Okay.
And there's sort of like white and gray motes of light from different stars, and there's these pools. There's these like magical light pools around you.
Wicked David Bowie soundtrack.
Absolutely. Space oddity.
And you're just sort of floating in this weird space.
Oh, did I eat the wrong mushroom again?
You turn to your right and you see what looks to be like a giant floating boulder.
Okay.
And it slowly rotates and you see that it actually has the face of a man on it. So it looks like a giant rock head. Just floating through space.
No, are these those the show me what you got aliens?
Yo, show me what you got.
Does it look sentient or is it like a statue?
It
or
just seems it like alive? It looks like a rock. Looks like a giant boulder.
It's the head of Unicron.
Can I swim?
You wiggle your arms and nothing happens.
Dang. Well, I guess I just try to cast a spell on myself.
To be fair, though, if you were actually trying to swim in water and you wiggled your arms, nothing would happen either.
I'm going to cast Major Image. Is that worth it? No, I'm going to cast Levitate.
Why don't you do like an Arcana check?
For you, anything, my
like,
man.
How about you just take a fucking step back, buddy?
Back? Like, old Arcana check Jones doesn't do Arcana check, does he?
Well, he thinks he's above it.
28. I think.
Okay, you remember reading about the astral plane and how you can't actually move in traditional ways, but you can move with your mind.
Okay, I remember this, and so I think to myself, forward towards the rock? Let's do this, Toby.
You start floating towards the rock.
Can I float out of the sea? Or like, can I
it's
go?
It's just like... You're kind of like in space. It's essentially okay, cool. You're in this weird silvery space with like lights around you and not much other shit.
Radical. Well, I'm going to go fly and land on top of the statue because I miss the firm ground beneath my little tiny baby feet.
Okay. What part of the head do you land on?
I was thinking just, you know, right down the middle of his part, you know, like, you know, assuming his hair. If he had a propeller cap, I'd probably land okay. right where the propeller was. But I don't think you never said he had a propeller cap.
He does not have a propeller cap.
Yeah, just right on the top of his dang head. If what's that soft spot on a baby? If he was a baby,
I think it's just called a soft spot.
Yep, okay. You nailed it.
It probably has a more.
I'm
science
sure it has
name.
A science name.
I do that.
Okay, you land on it.
Wow. I'm just looking around, man. I'm drinking it in. Tim probably thinks that Toby should talk to this giant rock, but Toby, you know, I mean, that's not the first thing he would do. So he's taking out his mage hand and furiously copying notes, trying to drink all this in from a knowledge standpoint. And he's just kind of going to wait and sees what he sees. And he's definitely walking around on top of this little tiny head-like island.
So you look behind you and you see sort of this silver pool of color, which is where you came from.
Okay.
And off in the distance, you see another similar pool of color that is ruby red.
Ruby.
And, like, further off, you can see other colors and things like that.
So what you're telling me is I came out of one of these pools around me. There's a lot of pools.
Not a lot around you. They're like, far off.
Far off. Okay. Yes. Well, Toby assumes that these are other portals to other planes, right? That makes sense. I think that's something that Toby would...
This is just like in The Magician's Nephew, where you jump in the pools and you go to other worlds.
Oh, okay. We're in our Narnia phase, finally.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I think with that Arcana check, you know that that's fairly accurate.
Cool. I probably will exclaim out loud, like, wow, I could go all sorts of places with these teleportation holes. And then I just keep just drawing.
Toby's having a good time.
Yeah, man, just living my best relaxing. Life.
As you walk across the nose of this thing, you feel like it's looking at you from behind, but you turn and the eyeball doesn't seem to be moving.
Gotcha, because this is kind of like a Mario Galaxy situation. Mm-hmm. As I walk around it, I was like, okay,
So what you need is a Yoshi.
What I need is a Yoshi. I can do that. I walk over to the hole of the nose, and I want to put my hand in and give it a little tickle.
Okay, it's just rocks and nothing tickles.
Damn, I really wanted to sneeze me out. Okay. And then I guess I'll say, hello, Mr. Stoneface Man? Hello?
Nothing happens.
Okay. Well, I walk and I continue walking around, and I definitely don't get close to that big-ass mouth. I say, no, thank you. And then I scooch around it, and I glare at the mouth, and I do so. Because I'm trying to drink it in.
Okay.
Do I recognize the face at all? Can I make a history check?
Make a history check.
You shook your head. It's pretty high.
This is Bleezelborb.
It's 27. 27 total.
You're fairly confident that this is some being that is lost in history.
Weird. Okay, then I'm going to do, I guess, prestidigitation or whatever.
It's the skull of Lincoln.
Wow. Oh, no. Damn.
Is it Lincoln?
Can we go there and then we go to Drunk Roast via that portal area and get the fuck out?
Damn you to hell.
Of this world. It sucks here.
I'd
rather go to a world literally filled with demons than be in our current world.
Toby, it makes like he's going to jump off this thing's chinny chin chin and gets ready to jump and then turns around and prestidigitizes just so many sparks in front of this thing's eyes and its nose hole, all these things, as he starts saying, because again, he thinks this thing's alive. And he wants it to be his friend, and he's trying to scare it the way that a gnome would.
It's not how you make friends.
Well, you know, not always.
Like,
but
I don't consider myself an expert by any means.
But gnome culture is zany. You know, they like to play pranks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nothing appears to happen.
Well, shit. Okay, fine. I don't want to be your friend anywhere. I mean, crap. I don't want to be your friend either, Mr. Rockman. Is there literally any other Rockman? Are there anything else near me?
You start to get the feeling that that this is like maybe a flavorful thing that will come up later, but nothing else will really happen here now.
I understand that. Okay, so I don't know. I forget how the... Do I have to jump through my pool, or can I just, like, tap my cloak? I forgot to look up the exact properties.
I forget how that cloak works. One way or the other, you can get back through the silver pool.
I do it. Yeah, it's not worth it. And I also jump up, and as I'm slowly flying back to the hole, I'm kind of sketching out with my mage hand what the face looks like. Got it?
Got it.
Bub.
Got it, pal.
Got it?
All right, you go through, and you're back. And for the rest of you guys, Toby just sort of disappeared for a second, then he just popped back into existence.
Ah! Ooh. Man, I was gone for a long time.
Do you do that a lot?
No, it's my first time. Wow. Guys, I gotta tell you, I saw a big rock head. And that's about it.
Was it doing anything?
No, I felt like it looked at me at one point, but then it didn't do it. And then I tried to scare it. That didn't work. I didn't really look near its mouth because I was afraid of getting eaten up. And then I was like, well, this seems like a waste of time. And then I jumped on back.
You know, there's a painting in my dad's house that's like that, too. It's really scary. I don't like going in that area.
What? Did it look like this? And I show her the picture.
Well, I meant more like it just, you know, you walk by and it feels like you're looking, it's looking at you.
Oh.
But should I roll to see if I know the face?
Sure.
What if it's Rowan's father?
Oh, shit, it's my dad.
Shit.
Lost in time.
What kind of, is this like a history check?
Yeah, history.
Okay.
Denton goes, well, you did your best. I'm sure there was nothing to learn there.
23.
I bet he missed some really obvious clue.
Denton.
Don't say that. I tried my best. What else can I do other than say, I want to look around?
Rowan does not know what this thing is.
No, it's just a scary lady in my dad's house.
Oh, okay.
And I walk by, it looks like she's looking at me.
Cool.
I don't like it.
Oh, did you mean the thing in your dad's house? Or did you mean the stone head?
No, you're trying to get the head.
Yeah, I was trying to recognize the head.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Well, also, I think we could probably travel between worlds. Which is neat. I didn't test them, but this one was multicolored, which I'm not sure what that means. But the one near me was ruby colored. So maybe like a plane of fire or a plane of ruby. I don't know. I would have to look it up and ask maybe, you know, some other people at the White Spire that knows a little bit more about extraplanar activity.
I mean, maybe if we get in a tough scrape, we could just hop on over and there are, like, can you take more of us into your zone?
Well, I don't know. I can look.
And the gang heads off to the library again. Okay, what do you guys do now?
Okay, so is there like any more of a trail from here? Or do we have to like go back? There's like nowhere farther to go.
Our plan was to hang out in the cave and then sneak up behind the zombie army on this night. Since we didn't really know. We didn't have any clues or leads or anything like that. We still don't. Except we know that there's one giant rock man face, which could just be a rock, or Michael could have been fucking with me.
Who can say?
Wait, what if I pushed the rock through this? That could have been fun. Anyways, so, yeah, do you guys still want to hang out in the cave and wait for those old undead mumbo-jumbos?
I mean, I feel like that might be our best bet.
I think so.
Rad. Steve, what do you think?
I've been playing a lot of Skyrim, and I feel like usually there's a large chest or something at the end of these dungeons, and a doorway that leads you back to the entrance so you don't have to backtrack too far.
This place is full of magical items.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we've already raided this place.
Yeah, Steve, we got probably the biggest haul we've ever gotten.
Picked it clean.
Yeah. I'm going to submit us to Dungeon Halls, my favorite arcane show that I watch.
It's my favorite YouTube genre is just people doing haul videos of their D&D loot.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
So the plan is you're going to wait till it gets dark and then you're going to hit the horde from behind.
Yes.
Yes. I guess take a short rest, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know.
You can definitely take a short rest.
Cool beans. I get back. I'm using my weird wizard bullshit to get back a third level spell.
Okay. This plan works great. You totally are able to defeat the horde. Now you're back. It is nearing dawn.
Whoa.
And
a flash forward, my goodness.
And
a montage of fighting.
Michael. Yeah, you managed to fight off the horde again.
Nice.
Can we at least get...
Are there like any of them like limping
let's
around?
Let's go around. Can we at least go around in a circle and do one thing?
That's it.
Michael's got a plan.
Okay, we gotta go.
No, please, I respect please. You. What do you guys... Tell me how you guys defeat the horde.
Can we do it like a real like Marvel movie intro fight scene where there's... I don't know. Someone in the town is a bard and they're playing some music and we're like
they're playing Immigrant Song.
Yeah.
Of course.
And we're like throwing Toby around and like while we're passing him from like Jayla throws him to Steve and like in mid throw he's like casting spells and like
absolutely.
I'm in a spiked hamster cage and there's someone around me and you guys are just friggin' tossing me and like wee.
Yeah. Rowan uses her like hiding skills to like hide behind zombies somehow, and then she like comes out of nowhere, is like ah, and like
yeah,
throws knives at the main
maybe
king zombie.
Maybe you use your new sword to do stuff.
Oh, for sure. You know, I'm using everything I got.
Hell yeah.
Little swords, big sword.
Yeah.
Of course, this is all like, you know, no camera cuts at all, just like sweeping pans
oh,
through
yeah.
the
oh, yeah,
through
yeah,
the
yeah.
battle.
They had to build a huge oh, yeah. rig for it.
It goes straight from Jennifer's knives to Steve, mm-hmm. just doing like a big like semicircle geyser out of his mouth, knocking out
his body. It's really, really good. And honestly, I wish you guys could have been there.
Yeah,
we should
have been there, but I bet it was probably similar. Does the town take any damage, or do we do so good?
You guys do great. There's some minor
you.
Damage, but you manage. Yeah.
How many hit points does the town lose?
Yeah. Can I lay on hands the town?
Hold on.
And Michael, do we get an A for this?
19. 19 damage.
Is oh, wow. That's pretty high. 19
damage. Yeah.
Would you give us a... Tell us we did good, though.
You did great.
Nice.
Thank you.
And I guess we didn't notice anything cool during the whole time.
Other than ourselves.
Right?
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah. You just noticed it was extremely similar to the night before.
Okay. Yeah. Let's, I guess... Oh. What do you guys think? I don't know.
I'm waiting for more information right now.
Well, we're just going to stand in the field of death. I'm just saying, like, do you want to go? Where do you want to go?
Rowan is leaning down taking a nap already.
Well, it is like 4 in the morning.
So we should probably just go back to the tavern or inn and go to sleep.
Sure.
I can go sleep in the creepy cave again.
That's true.
What do you want to do after your short rest? Take a long rest.
Yeah. I got to get back my strength.
All right. Toby takes a bath. Goes to sleep.
Did Toby kill anyone?
Huh?
Did Toby kill people?
Legally, no. But the spiked hamster ball that he conjured, yes. Oh, not real humans, just zombies.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah. You wouldn't feel bad about killing a zombie.
Of course not.
Excellent. Okay.
All right, we sleep.
You sleep. Do you sleep in the tavern, or do you go back up to the dirty deeds done
ooh.
Dirt cheap?
Oh.
Toby votes tavern because he's just so gosh dang tired.
It's too far. Yeah, let's just sleep in the tavern.
Okay. He doesn't feel about chafing his pantaloons on the Griffin right up.
Yeah. You get, they give you the nicest rooms they have. And,
I mean, honestly, like, they owe us.
Fucking hay ass bed.
Yeah, and you all go to sleep. And can I have all of you take your headphones off except for the person playing Jayla?
Whoa.
Who's that?
Whoa. Who's that? All right.
I thought that was
Nika always gets to play Jayla.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So what does a typical Jayla nightmare look like?
I think it probably now includes a lot of children that just have grubby little fingers and jam all over their faces, but sharp little shark teeth, just rows and rows of them. And they scream and they yell mommy at her.
Oh, God.
But probably also like really crushing nightmares of like Aludra being gone and marrying someone else or whatever.
Okay. So, yeah, so you have this thing where you're talking to Aludra and she's marrying somebody else, and then you're running through the street and there's all these terrible little jam babies with their gross little fingers. And you run to where you think it's safety, and it's like that sort of thing where it's like you're running and running, but it's not getting any closer. And finally you manage to get there and you close the door behind you and you turn around and you see the same boy and he's crying. And he looks up to you and he says, "You have to find me. That's the only way to free me." And then you wake up.
Shit. Okay.
And that is your dream. So then we can bring the other people back. Whoop, whoop, boot, da doop,
boot, da doop. Hey, guys, I'm back. How was your dream sequence?
It was good. It was not good. Jayla would, like, shoot up from bed in the morning. Are we all in one room? Are we in separate rooms?
Yeah, what's the inn situation here? Yeah.
There was probably, like, 2 or 3 rooms available. So you could
divide up,
have taken them all if you wanted them, or you could all just be in one big old common room. It's up to you.
Quick side note. Am I remembering this as like a real historical thing, or did I just make this crazy shit up in my head? That like sometimes back like in olden days, the inn would have like one enormous bed. Is that real?
I feel like that's real.
I think those are brothels.
Well, can we?
Or like one large common room and just kind of slept on the floor on like pallets.
I feel like it's a thing. And what I'm asking is, can we all be sleeping in the big bed together?
I mean, we could make it a thing. Or Michael could make it a thing.
Michael, sure. There's one big bed.
A quadruple king bed.
This is a big old bed.
I took up a very small amount of the bed.
I feel like Kirby. Toby curls up like a little doggy when he sleeps.
Yeah. How does Steve sleep?
Yeah.
Does Steve sleep?
Yeah, does Steve sleep?
One of his heads does.
Like this serious look on Bachman's face as he says that.
Yeah, I don't think that like Steve, because Steve isn't really like, he isn't the head. He uses the head as a way to like convey
his
personality. Not even like
he's like a
spirit inhabiting this construct. So wow. I don't think he'd need to sleep.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. But baby Xena does sleep.
Oh, yeah. She sleeps like a baby.
loud as shit.
Loud as hell.
Yeah.
Just snorting.
Get the baby out of here.
No, Rowan casts silence around the baby. So no one can hear.
It's slightly muffled already by the meat pocket.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
I feel like Rowan, like, sleeps. She doesn't have a hat. But when she goes to sleep, she puts a hat. She conjures a hat and puts it on her face, okay. And she like leans back with her like feet crossed.
Okay,
as if she was sleeping.
Old timey cowboy.
Exactly. Yes.
Not those newfangled cowboys.
No. No. Not your over what McCrees and such.
No. You've seen a horse.
I've seen a horse at least once.
So Jayla shoots up in the mega bed and she would, like, just put her hand on whoever's sleeping next to her. I don't know. Like, maybe it's probably Toby's shoulder.
Yeah, I feel like Toby.
Whoever. And she says, the boy. We have to find the boy.
I know.
No, but that's...
I know.
He, He just came to me in a dream.
What?
And he said that we have to find him, and that's the only way to save him. Which, now thinking back on it...
Did you ask any questions? That's very obvious.
Yeah.
The only way to have breakfast is to eat it. I'm a ghost, too.
Tommy, I just woke up. I was just sleeping, okay?
All right. Well, did he... Where did he come to you at? Was it in this room? Were you somewhere else?
It was in a nondescript building.
Okay. How many of those could there be in this town?
Denton rolls over and he's like, there aren't that many. I just think it's funny that Denton's in bed too.
With his old timey sleeping cap.
He's like, the hay under me is particularly not soft.
I replaced his hay with straw.
I'm just imagining Denton looking like old timey, like Scrooge from A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. We do this with most NPCs, but I think we are most wrong about what Denton is and looks like. It's the farthest we've ever been because we think he's 1,000 years old and very Scrooge like.
No. I don't think he's 1,000 years old. I just think he's wearing a Scrooge outfit.
Okay.
I think he's a. I imagine he looks like a Hot Topic goth.
I feel like he has a Scrooge jowl.
No. Okay. Toby, you're wrong. Not.
How old is he? I always forget.
I think he's in his, like, 30s, probably.
Hold on. I have to look up a name right now to confirm that I'm not going to make a fool of myself of who I'm going to say that he looks like.
Sure.
Just give me one second. It's totally going to be worth
George Clooney.
That's not who I was thinking of. I just searched Pete Wentz. That's not who I was thinking
Isn't Pete Wentz Norm?
No, Pete Wentz is the lead singer, or not lead singer. He is, he dated Ashley Simpson, and he's in a band.
That's definitely not who I was thinking.
Bassist, guitarist.
Just kidding, I am thinking of Pete Wentz. His hair's different these days. Old-timey Pete, like old-school Pete Wentz what Denton looks like, is what I'm telling you. But also he has a Scrooge outfit on.
Remember when our podcast meant something?
I'm thinking of George Wendt. It's the same thing.
You need to get your stamps. He was like the original.
Listen, I'm trying to pay a word.
Do you like postage? Get those goddamn socialists out of your goddamn postage rates.
I think the only way that Denton was described as having long, sort of scraggly black hair and being kind of pale, and then you can just fill in the rest with your mind paint.
Any fucking way. All right, Jayla. Yeah, let's, Denton, you know this place better than the back of your hand. I guess we could just, what? Did he tell you where we should start, or breakfast, or?
I've only been here for, like, a day longer than you.
What were you doing that whole day?
The town isn't that big, Denton.
The gnome talks a lot.
Hey, well, he just gave you a compliment.
The others don't, so I get stressed out.
He said you knew this place like the back of your hand. That's like he thinks you're like a smart guy or something. Come on. Aren't you like a smart guy or something, Denton?
Well, yeah, wise guy.
And Rowan, like, that came out meaner than what I meant.
Like, aren't you guys friends?
No, that was a Jennifer mistake. Okay. No, Rowan kind of like
jostled. The last time I spoon with you.
We both know that's not true. I'm so spoonable. Look at me.
I'm going to go downstairs and get a bean. Excuse me.
Toby gets cranky when he doesn't eat.
Don't talk to me until I've had my beans. We're in a fantasy land, so that means we probably eat fucked up British breakfast, which is beans.
It's beans and a tomato.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Oh,
God, wow. What a horrid place to live.
I mean, I love bees. I like a bee.
You know what? When we went on our honeymoon, we were like, we had no idea about any of that shit. And we stayed in bed and breakfast, and they're like, continental. I was like, all right, we'll get a muffin, I guess. And then they're like, what do you want, full English? I'm like, I don't know what that is. Give it to me. And it's just like meat and like sausage and like bacon and just beans. And I was like, man, you know what? This is all right.
It's so good. It's so good.
Give me a sloppy bowl of beans first thing in the morning.
I want my beans and I want my muesli.
All right, Toby gets his beans.
Okay.
Is he less cranky now that his hair is beat.
Is this like a Popeye spinach situation? Or
his hair hangs down like a Tarzan before he has his beans, and then once he gets his beans, it crunkles up.
How many bowls of beans does Toby eat?
Not that much. He's but a small.
He did say, I'm going to go get a bean when he was
He's got like a fork and knife and he's like cutting off a slice of bean.
Oh gosh. I must have been hungry. I ate a bean.
A whole bean. Might get another one.
If I'm feeling bad.
Ruin comes on down the stairs.
Also, I invent coffee.
Oh, well, thank you. Rowan orders a Radler, let's say, which is a half beer and a half. They got lemons. I'm assuming there's lemons exist.
Yeah. No pugs, no cannons, no lemons.
Damn. I'm sure those there's like a citrus.
Some sort of like a half beer, half juice situation.
Yeah.
To get started.
Steve, being a gourmand, looks at this coffee concoction that Toby just made, and he's like, oh my God, do you know what I could do with this?
What?
And he starts making lattes.
Nice. And Toby doesn't know what he's done. He just dropped his normal beans because he ordered just a plate of beans, but they gave him several beans. He wanted one bean. So this is just like kidney beans inside water, but it's a proto coffee.
Oh my goodness.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
It's bean water.
Which, that's my Java, baby.
Here, guys, try this. I call it a peppermint mocha.
But it's just made with kidney beans?
Yeah. And
I'm just imagining drinking like lukewarm bean juice.
I think the last episode, Toby made some sort of drink out of like sawdust and blood or something. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, I forget what it was.
This has got me really curious to just get some like dried out kidney beans and grind them like in a coffee grinder.
Just run them through.
Do it, buddy.
I'm gonna brew me some bean coffee.
All beans are beans. Come on. Open your fucking eyes. Beans are bean.
If you're not fucking
coward, I'm gonna be
coward,
the new Starbucks.
You'll have some kidney bean coffee.
Which coffee would you like? Kidney.
You want a nice Guatemalan roast or baked?
Jelly.
Jelly. Wow. Right. What the fuck are we doing having breakfast? Know. We're having breakfast.
We burned through a lot of what essentially was just decent tweets right there. Just said it on a podcast.
Toby picks up his plate to, well, I guess maybe the barkeep comes around and clears a plate, and Toby finds a note underneath his plate.
Ah, wow, a treat. I read it out loud to everyone, and it sounds a little something like this.
It says, meet me at the temple, I have information.
It says, meet me at the temple, I have information. It's spelled meat, I think because of the meat in my bean. I'm just kidding, it doesn't. Let's go!
Rowan drains her morning beverage and starts walking. She knows where she's going.
Can I get a bread bowl of a British breakfast for the road?
I need my beans on the road.
A trencher for you or whatever. Like Game of Thrones.
Beans to go!
Yeah.
And crisp up some bacon and...
Rhodia beans.
All that junk. All right. Everyone has their fantasy breakfast.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to the Temple of Ayun?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we wanted to go there regardless, right?
Or yeah,
we
have to go there? I think we did.
Who's the fucking dude?
The priest.
Doc Carney Habe.
Dr. Habe. Is his name Doc? Or is it Doctor?
Most people call him Doc around these parts.
Okay, cool. Doc Habe, priest of Ayun.
Okay, so you go there?
Mm-hmm.
You have an uneventful trip to the temple.
Did you roll for it? Because like, it's, you know, you gotta...
Whoa. Oh, shit.
What if a pack of wild pigs came out of nowhere?
Oh, no.
You have an uneventful trip to the temple, which is like 400 feet away.
Wow. Overland travel.
And you see old Doc Habe. He's a younger guy. He's very spindly. He looks like a real nerd. And he's like... Oh my, I'm glad you came. I was nervous that you wouldn't come. Did you get my note?
Yeah, I got this note. Why did you not just say, hey, meet us?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think, you know the boy that's missing.
Yes, we do. We're trying to find him.
My theory is that he's still in town. And I think that the people, I think they're hiding him.
Why?
What do you mean?
Yeah, why would they do that?
Well... you know how the wizard had come through here.
Yeah, Nictus.
Yes, well, he wanted the boy, and I think that the people who are hiding him think that if they keep him hidden, then the wizard won't come back for him. And I'm not the only one who thinks this. Have you met Brom?
No.
There's a guy named Brom Bones who you've definitely seen while fighting zombies. Okay. He works for the constabulary. He's like he's essentially a town guard.
Have Rowan and Denton maybe met him since they were here a bit longer?
Yeah, you've definitely met him. He's sort of like this big burly guy who's kind of a blowhard.
Does he have those dope ass old timey leather like vamp braces or whatever they're called around his wrists? Like
yes.
Nice. Brendan Fraser and the Mummy. Good. Love
I saw him yesterday and he searched the mayor's house. I think he's thinking of the same thing I was, but we don't really get along.
Right, because you're a nerdlinger, yeah.
Do you think he would have more information on where the boy might be?
He may, but he didn't seem too happy when he came out of the mayor's house, so I'm not sure if he found any. Well, obviously, if he found him, he would you know, have told people. So
and he'd have a boy in his hand.
He would have a boy.
The boy's sister seemed pretty upset when we found her, and like, so do you think that even she doesn't know that she's being hidden, or are you trying to say that she was playing along? And was tricking us.
Well, there is an old Ionian proverb, which is, don't tell kids secrets, because they're not good at keeping them.
Oh, that's very good. I'll write that down. It flows off the tongue. Can we see your research, your investigation board? Mayhaps your lines and your strings?
Oh, well, I am but a simple man of my lord Ion, and I don't think that I'm the sort who should be poking around, and I'm new here, so I don't want people to get mad at me.
So you're thinking that it might be good for some, you know, recent heroes to do the dirty work?
Well, you just seem so able, and you're we would be certainly have been destroyed, so by the zombie horde, without you, people probably like you, and
Are we charmed by this?
It works. I don't know the role. I'm in.
Is that all that you know that he might be, that Brom might be the best person to go to? Is there anything else you can give us that might help?
That's all I know. Yeah, I think, I mean, Brom's definitely doing something.
I know Brom. We've had a couple of drinks together. I think I got it in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a little visit.
Okay, sure.
We go.
I go find him.
Okay.
Is he also staying at the inn? Or he has a house. He lives here.
Yeah, he lives here. He lives here in town. He's probably actually staying in the constabulary.
Has an overnight. I feel like it's, like, sketchy to just, like, show up to the constabulary. This whole crew of us being like, hey, we want to talk to you.
It's not that weird.
Maybe we can invite him. Like, hey, we want to go over the battle last night and, like, make preparations or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron will take care of this. They love me here.
Okay, sure.
So you guys just stay out here and I'll come meet you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, Toby, if you want to come.
No,
totally.
No. Steve, I have an idea.
Yeah?
Let's make bombs.
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay, let's go find some poop and straw and stuff like that. And then we can go make bombs. All right. We'll be going to do that.
Well, Jayla, are you wanting to hang out with these bomb boys, or are you going to come with me to the constabulary?
I can come with you.
Okay. I don't know why you wouldn't want to hang out with the boys making poop bombs, but... and Denton? Are you into poop bombs?
Denton, you can't come.
I'd rather not be around poop bombs anyway. I'll go with these people and help interrogate Brom.
We're not going to interrogate.
God, I wish I could help them make poop bombs.
We're not going to interrogate him. We're just going to like have a talk. Can't you have like a casual conversation, Denton?
We'll put him to the question.
Oh my goodness. I don't know why I ask you that. I don't believe I've ever had a casual conversation with you the entire time I've known you, but...
Do you have the thumb screws? Or...
Wow.
Wait.
No.
I don't.
No, Denton.
No?
Definitely not doing... We're not. You need to stop. She points
never
at him.
Never even used them once. Just, I don't know why I bought them.
I'm watching you. You need... Just can you, like, be chill for
I'm very chill.
You are literally talking about thumbscrews. You are trying to interrogate. This man is on our side, probably.
Okay.
All right.
You lead the way.
I'm doing it. I walks into the constabulary. Is anyone? Is there like a front desk person in there?
There is a desk. There's a like let's say three like stockade rooms, and one of the doors is just open.
Stockade
and
room, like a storage room, or like where like prisoners go.
Like a prisoner. Okay.
This is where the people when you get
cell.
Too drunk, you got to go sleep in.
That's where you
old
go. Yep.
So not quite the dungeon, but
right.
Yeah.
And one of the doors is open, and Brahm is in one of them sleeping.
Rowan turns around and says, shh.
For those of you at home, she also put her finger on
it. And I shifted to him. Okay. Rowan creeps into the prison room, and she...
Do you want to make a stealth check?
Yeah, you know I do. Didn't roll great. 16?
You sneak in and don't seem to wake him.
I want to do hide in plain sight.
Okay.
Like, stay to the... I assume he's sleeping on, like, one of those, like, pull-down, like, benches with, like, a uh-huh. chain.
Exactly.
And I want to, like, stay...
Did you get his notes?
I want to stand to the side and, like, rattle the chains really hard. All
right. He jumps about 5 feet into the air.
And I'd already closed the door, so he's locked in there with me.
He's like,
Hey,
what are you doing in here?
Hey, buddy, you should have seen your face.
Did you bring the keys in here? Because the door locks from the outside.
Ooh. That is my bad. But my friends are here.
Christ.
So it's all... See, I brought people into your prison area.
Is Jayla in the stockade room, or is she standing confused?
They're like outside.
Yeah, she's inside. So she could root around for the key, I would assume. Maybe it's like
on there's like
a
it's hanging on the wall.
Yeah. She will get it and open it for Rowan and Brahm.
It would lock from the outside.
Don't do that again.
Oh, this is
I'll
a joke.
Have to... Don't make me put you in here for real.
What? No!
Little grumpy guy.
Brahm Bone!
Give this man a bean.
I haven't had my beans yet. I can't.
Wait, once we get ourselves out of this situation, how about I take you for a nice bean breakfast and let's have a little chat? Do some, planning, do a little, lessons learned from the battle last night, what we can do better next time.
That's fine. I've got a lot on my plate today, though, so we got to make it quick.
You are so good at what you do. I'm so impressed. Like, seriously, how do you do it?
Do you want to roll, like,
I want to roll...
Deception?
No, I would say it's more of a, like,
Deception?
I guess it's deception. I was thinking more like she's trying to flatter him, but yeah. So that's
right.
Is that
you're not trying to convince him to do anything?
I guess that's true. It's animal handling. I got a 20.
He's like, nice. Well, I do work hard at it, and it's not easier. Thank you for noticing.
You know what? Everyone in this town sees it too.
Thank you.
And she gives him a big pat on the back.
I knew I liked you.
Yeah, I like you too, buddy. Jayla!
Yes.
You got that key?
Yeah.
Can you let us out, please?
Yeah. I opened it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. It's open. So you're having a round two of beans.
Damn! Jennifer's in heaven.
So what do you want to... ask this guy.
So, let's say we're in the inn and we're like kind of in the corner and there's like not people around us. I'm imagining.
Okay. Sure.
Has one of those tables, chains on the wall hanging down.
Yes. Brahmo, have you met my friend Jayla? Like really met her?
I don't think so. I think maybe I saw an incredible takedown from you with that one zombie. I think you had like six zombies on you. And just one swoop, you got them all.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like me. You guys shouldn't be here.
Why?
It's... There's nothing for you here. It's, this small town, you don't need to And just get in your magic airship and go. Or, I don't... Why do you want to bother yourselves with this little pissant town?
You have plagues of zombies attacking you every night.
I know, and we're doomed. Why do you want to die for a bunch of people you barely know?
Oh, we're not going to die here. We're just going to help out. We came to make your town... Well, we came... Because we wanted to help make your town better.
And then you hear an explosion outside.
And poop just splatters on the window.
Brom, his name is Brom Bone, right?
Brom Bones.
Brom Bones.
Brom Bones.
Okay. Brom Bones.
I'm a you woman. Call me BB.
Buddy, BB. You better believe I'll be calling you BB. BB, I'm a woman who likes to travel. I like to see the world. And I gotta tell you, I'm enjoying myself in this town right now. Mostly because I'm kicking zombies' asses every night. It makes me feel very good and strong.
Really, what's not to love?
Well, exactly. And, you know, we always like a good caper. You know, this girl here, mm-hmm. She points at Jayla. She's like, I've been trying to get her to work with me for years. You're super lucky that she's in your town right now.
Okay.
Rowan, you flatter me.
I feel like Brom Bones is liking this.
Did you need me for something?
Well, we thought, you know, maybe at some point, whenever you're not so busy, you could teach us like some cool moves that we could maybe use in battle. But also, we thought maybe you could tell us more about the town hiding the boy
that
Nictus is after. Do you know anything about that?
He suddenly gets like sort of a glazed look over his eyes, and his eyes kind of go blank.
Can I zone of truth him?
Nice.
I mean, yeah, if you want to cast zone of truth, you certainly can.
I think I do.
I agree.
Yeah, I think I do. Just because even if there's... he could be like MK Ultra like right now doing his weird thing. But yeah, I'm going to try to zone of truth him.
Okay, so you cast zone of truth, and he... gets up and he's
what?
Leaving.
What? No.
Oh, Brom Bones.
BB, come back.
Yeah, Rowan like falls and like, hey, what's going on, buddy? What's going on?
I can't talk to you.
Oh, what?
Why? Why?
No, we're on your side.
That's a lie. Because he talked to you guys.
He can't. Is it the, do we need to go somewhere else? Not the inn?
It's like, he's just trying to pull away from you and leave.
Rowan kind of steps back and, like, looks at Jayla and then, like, nods her head towards him. They try to be like, we're gonna follow him.
Yeah. Jayla, thumbs up and, yes. I'm not very stealthy, so
okay,
she'll
I'm
say,
very
like,
stealthy, so I'm gonna just...
she'll try to motion for you,
okay.
Rowan to go first.
Yeah, can I, like, casually follow him?
Sure.
Okay.
So he looks like he's headed back to the constabulary.
So, okay, so let's say I see where it's going. I go back to Jayla and I'm like, I think this is going to take some time. I'm going to have to do a little bit of a stakeout. So maybe you guys
I'll get
just...
the snacks.
Yeah.
Do you like bean burritos?
You know I do. But I also, could you give me some of the little cheese crackers too?
Oh, yeah. You want cheese? I'll fucking bring you some cheese.
Yes! Steakout. It's just like old times. I love it.
Don't skimp on those crackers.
Can I? I would like, I don't know like what type of time situation, but some maybe quick cheese shopping. Some David cheese if they have it. A nice stinky cheese.
Yeah, I need give me some camembert, like just really, although I guess like stinky cheese might be bad for my stealthiness.
Yeah.
Like, what's that smell?
Damn it. Okay, no.
It smells like farts
cheese.
In here. It's like, no, it's just cheese.
And Toby. Hey.
Well, that's a good point. They're just gonna think it's the fart bombs, the poop bombs that are happening, not the stinky cheese.
Hey, put some of that cheese in this bomb.
Okay. So let's say like everyone else goes about their day, but I think that Rowan is gonna keep falling. She's stealthy and she doesn't need She doesn't want to inconvenience everybody else, and she knows that she's the best at it. So.
Okay, great. Michael, yeah. What Toby is trying to do with brilliant Steve, the flesh golem. I want to create bombs. Essentially, I want to make landmines or something along those lines, something like that, to put in to help us with the undead problem at night. So yeah, I just want to put a whole bunch of bombs in the field, and stuff like that. Using
one of these days when you're older and you're running for president, that soundbite is going to be used against you so hard.
Oh man, like,
I would put landmines outside this.
And I
want to
make landmines.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. And you know, I have an alchemical kit to try to do whatever, and you know, Steve's like a artificer and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I have artificer's tools as well, but he's better than I am, but Toby will never say that.
So I was looking at my that manual, the Iron Golem manual.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's gonna take a long time to make.
Mm-hmm.
That's too long, some would say.
Time between episodes, you know, can be...
Is it 120 days, roughly?
Oh, I forgot. It's actually happened in real time. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You should start it now. Where is Rowan staking out for this?
I think she's probably like right outside the constabulary, but she's, you know, using her extreme ranger powers to just like be super hidden. Because hide in plain sight, I just like stay perfectly still. And like, yeah.
Okay. You see.
Yeah, because specifically it says, you can remain perfectly still for long periods of time to set up ambushes.
Cool.
Can you give me a perception?
You know it. Oh, man, I critted.
Nice. Dang. You notice Brom going out the back window.
Window?
Okay, so then I stealth along and I follow him.
He's running.
Okay. Me too. I'm doing it.
Are you going to catch him or are you going
to. No, I'm just going to keep following him.
Okay.
I'm gonna let him. I want to see where he's going.
Okay, can you roll me another stealth check? I think if you're running after him, you should probably do it with disadvantage.
Okay. 15.
Okay. So you're running after him. He seems to be sprinting towards the edge of town, and he turns and looks behind him and sees you. His eyes roll up into the back of his head, and he stumbles, and he falls to the ground, convulsing.
Ooh!
And
Michael!
As you approach him, he jerks one last time and stops moving, and he is dead.
What?
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Michael, you piece of shit.
I killed a man.
And
scared him too hard. You're too scary.
Poop from off camera, splatters all over his face.
Oh.
That was a big one.
I thought that was a baby Amelia joke.
No, it was a poop bomb joke.
And that is what happens. Poop does splash onto his face. Timothy, there are so many reviews because it's been a month. So you think you just... There's like 17 pages of reviews.
Maybe just do the title?
Yeah, we'll just go real quick. The Hammiest of Hands from Mamma Mia, that spicy podcast. As someone who always been curious about D&D and ever had the opportunity to play, this is a great podcast. Open the door to a whole new world of hilarity. End of Life from United States says, nearly got me in trouble. Sly Flourish, Tim's Independence Day episode 100 made me cry, trying to hold the laughter at work. Baron1202 says, love this. I love this podcast. You guys got me and several friends back into playing. Junior Tease from Canada says, listen to this podcast. G'day, man. I found this podcast around the time they switched to 5e. Thought it'd be a great idea to start there, but soon realized I need to go back to the beginning. It took me a solid year to catch up, but I don't regret it at all. Marth, 2012, new listener, equal 5-star review. I'm all caught up. The podcast is beautiful, and you're all beautiful, too. Dr. Sugarlove from the United States says, makes me feel better about my shortcomings. I love this podcast. I've been playing D&D since I was around 13 years old, and as I grew older into my 20s, it became a time to share barrier in games is exactly how I love to play. Falkor Ashes from United Kingdom says, caution, it may cause weird looks at the gym.
Why'd you kill Falkor? Why'd you do that?
Being the solitary goth in the gym leads to weird looks at the best of times, but coupled with the uncontrollable laughter induced by Steve forgetting his own daughter's name, leads laughing whilst deadlifting or benching and apparently makes people
goth.
Think you're exceptionally strange. But I'm absolutely fine with that. Paul's Unicorn says, a sad Sly Flourish. Guys, I love this podcast. I just found the show and I was looking for a new actual play podcast and I fell in love. GuyPod13 says, it's a long one, sorry, but not sorry. I actually found this podcast by searching for D&D podcasts for my long drives, and boy, was I surprised to find this as my first one. I've been listening through everything for about 10 months, and I'm finally caught up. All in all, here are my notes on the show. The role-playing creativity are obviously gold stars, but what really stands out is the community. They are one of the most welcoming and loving people on the internet, and this show was a beacon, a call to action for them to rely upon. Also, the hosts. I don't know how to explain it or what it is, but I feel like every one of you is my personal friend of mine, which is weird considering you literally have no idea who I am. They say you should never meet your heroes, which is why if I ever get to meet you guys, I'll do my best to play it cool and treat you like guys would hate. I would treat my friends. Anyways, you guys do great work and you have some positive impact on the many individuals and on the community as a whole, which means you're making the world a better place for having done a podcast. Thank and really you. That's what it's all about.
Thanks.
Right, having fun with friends, leaving the world a better place than when you found it. Valentine from United Kingdom says, thank you. Currently listening to up to episode 51's review, and I believe it's time to leave mine. Whispers in the Walls says, so confused. I just got to listening to episode 109 and currently listening to episode 200, and I find it funny how Jet literally said they practically doomed his entire world, yet that makes him the evil one.
That's correct.
That's correct. He's bad. The Buns of Wrath, thank you. A wonderful podcast. I'm sorry to have only just found it. The Cook from Australia says, an ear full of awesomeness. I used to play D&D years ago, but as we grew up and moved, we got busy. We stopped playing. This left a huge D&D-shaped hole in my life. Then I found this podcast, and I love it. First review. Reviewing Apps from United Kingdom says, re-reviewing, great show. I last reviewed the show many years ago. They've kept making great episodes, always improving quality, and kept on happily listening. I'm reviewing now. I don't know if this helps the ratings, because the mood struck me to let anybody skimming these reviews know this podcast is amazing. Give it a try. Iltim's fanboy 417 from Sweden. I'm yours. I've been listening now nonstop for 105 episodes, and gotta say, I love you guys. I love you. You make me laugh and keep me moderately insane with a bananas and other boner jokes. Taco Overlord says, can't get enough. A friend of mine told me about the podcast a while back, and I finally decided to start listening over a month ago. In that time, I've listened to over 150 episodes.
Wow.
It's the best podcast out there. Mr. Red 23, for those who have never listened, I listened to quite a lot of podcasts at the time of writing this, 23 of them. Whoa. I can say without a doubt, this is my absolute favorite. The hosts have such great chemistry with each other. The characters are incredible, relatable, and it's so fantastically funny. Honestly, there's truly something for everyone. Thank you so much.
Aw.
Goblin Guide says, all caught up. So sad that I'm all caught up. Love this podcast, especially Time the Dragonborn. Orwar from Sweden. Sweden representing. Heathen in Sweden. At this point, this podcast is nothing short of necessary in my life. Each and every one of you is so talented and funny in their own way. I want to get a special mention out there to the time Tim goofed about what Pyre's voice would sound like, which to me has to be one of the most underrated goofs you've ever done. Prove my point by saying, if you remember or not, I do not.
Wish I could remember that.
Sounds great.
Which one was it? A pirate?
Oh, Pyre's. Pyre's voice.
Pyre's.
Maybe I just wanted to make Michael do a fucked up dragon voice or something. Who's to say?
Make him sound like Smaug.
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 Who knows?
And we can apparently go to Stockholm and drink with him, which we should do. Swimmer MJB says, my eye-opening experience. I was recently asked to join a D&D campaign. I've never played, nor knew anything about D&D, so I went online to try and read up on the rules. After noticing how dense the game could be, I thought, what would be better than an actual listen to a campaign? I hopped on Spotify and found you lovely folks, and now my days at the desk are filled with adventures and constant snickering. NDK phone smooking Coven from United States says, a little too into it. I've been listening to a month on episode 180. I love almost every minute of it. Thanks. Preston Stroke Father, this podcast is bananas. A great group of talented people who care about their fans. I would deliver a pumpkin to Jennifer every day.
Thank you. I would love the pumpkin.
LZBDT from the United States says, amazing podcast. I'm episode 187. I'm so glad Michael finally got rid of all those other players except for Tim and replaced them with Carly. The podcast is so much better now. But honestly, I just finally caught up and have loved every minute of the podcast. It helped to get me through the long days of grad school and thesis writing. Thank you all so much. Can't wait to meet you all in Columbus for Gorkly Corn. Home improvement noises.
Have mercy.
Oh. That's a different show.
I don't think so, dude.
Is that all of them? Did we do it?
We did it.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika underscore Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished making that poop bomb, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Remember, go to dollarshaveclub.com/dragons and get your DSC welcome kit.
And don't forget to head over to tryfirstleaf.com/dragons and get yourself some delicious wine delivered right to your door. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We will see you next time. Until then, keep it dicey.
Every single time Bachman walks off frame whenever we're streaming, I hope he comes back and it's some sort of tanky situation.
Was... it, like half the time it is.
So this be so like good. a sexy elf or something.
Yeah, half the time he has like a brownie and the other half he's wearing a sexy
or like
elf costume.
A bold dessert. Like a
brownie. Yeah, it's usually an ice cream. Yeah.
It's always something good.
This is going to be, you guys are going to have to use your brains.
No.
Why would you do this to us?
You're going to have to... You're going to have to pick up on all the clues I dropped a month ago when we recorded.
Are you shitting me?
I'm really not shitting you.
Last time this happened, one of us died, so.
Oh, yeah, I did, right here. Steve, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to derail, but I had to Google if kidney bean coffee was a thing, and I found on Amazon.com a kidney bean coffee, and I just have to read you a couple of the bullet points on the about this product. Bullet point number one, most popular in Asian office man and girls.
Okay.
Bullet point number two, white kidney bean can be blocked your carb. It tastes very well.
What? Wow.
That's good.
And the other ones are bullshit.
I'm gonna need some of that hot bean water stat.
Bean water.
It's a Nescafe jam. So apparently this is like some digestive coffee alternative.
Maybe it's coffee for your kidneys.
All right.
Oh, I see.
If you want to, it's been so long. I forget how to do this. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm the Thrifty Nerd.
We're not doing reviews,
yeah,
brother.
You're right.
Fuck, that's what we do first.
Some of the background music in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.